Lord, may your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. May you hide it in our heart, Lord, that we may not sin against you. Remember when Jesus was telling, before his final ascension, telling the apostles to wait until they were clothed on high with power, right? Yesterday we talked about that, being clothed with Christ. And the Lord was just re-reminding me today and speaking to me about this aspect of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 5 says this, that hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. This is in Romans 15. Now I urge you, brethren, by our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. We know, of course, the fruit of the Spirit. We all learn those in Sunday school, right? That their fruit of the Spirit, the first one is love. Colossians, it says, this little verse here, 1:8, and he informed us of your love in the Spirit, right? 1 Corinthians 12 through 14, when we got more there than any other place in Scripture about the gifts of the Spirit. You know, 12 talks about just the various gifts, prophecy, wisdom, knowledge, all those gifts, healings, right? And then 14 goes on and talks about prophecy and tongues, but right there in the middle, right? Kind of like the hub that makes everything work. Paul talks about the love of God, right? Part of Spirit-filled living, the power of the Spirit, walking in gifts of the Spirit. But what makes them operate, right, is love. And apart from love, the gifts do not operate. Matter of fact, he tells us there in 1 Corinthians 13 that they will cease. Gifts will cease in our life, right? So it's been one of my passions in life to grow in the different gifts. But in 14:1, he says this, pursue love, yet earnestly desire the gifts. Right? Go after love, desire gifts, but go after love, right? Because that's what makes them work, right? If I flip that and tried to go after, pursue gifts, right? Desire love, but pursue gifts, they're just not going to operate and work, right? So the only way that we grow in the power gifts of the Spirit is to pursue love. Because as love grows, the gifts will grow. They only operate in that environment. Got to be a love environment. Paul says this about a couple of places in Scripture where he says about quenching or grieving the Spirit of God. Right? And this is one in Ephesians. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor, slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other. Right? Tenderhearted meaning where you don't harden your heart toward each other. Right? Tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love with the same love that Christ loved you. Right? This is we know. But right here it says, by not walking in love, I can quench the work of the Spirit in my life. Right? Which I know you don't want to do. I don't want to do. Right? I want to walk in the fullness of the Spirit. I want the power of the Spirit being clothed. But, and if I want to continue pursuing gifts, I mean, or experiencing the gifts of God, going after them, I pursue love. Meaning, that's what I go after with all my heart. And allow, remember, the love of God transforms us. It casts out fear. It does all those cool things, right? That's what, and we're to walk in the love, right? Supernatural love. All the gifts are supernatural, so love is supernatural. So I'm to walk in supernatural love, the same love that Christ loved me for the body of Christ and everybody around me. Then I'll see the increase of the gifts in my life. So I want that to be our passion and our... So all the love of God has been poured out within us by the Holy Spirit. That's really encouraging to me, right? I don't have to drum it up. I don't have to just get down there and pull love up. I've got it. I'm full of it. I'm the love the Father has for the Son has for the Father. And again, the Holy Spirit's the one who just activates all that within us. We're clothed with Christ. We're clothed with the Holy Spirit. In reality, I'm clothed with the love of God. Go after that with all your heart. Then, as a result, the gifts will move in a greater measure in your life. Right? Because He'll be able to trust you with them. They only operate in that atmosphere. Amen? All right.